Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring some of your favorite Motown artists singing songs that were hits by others. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Marvelettes, the Supremes, David Ruffin and Bobby Taylor together, Martha and the Vandellas, Kim Weston, the Isley Brothers, and the Velvettes, all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
A girl to do. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh, baby. Every minute, every hour. I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. You got it coming in your
Memories with Tom Fallon.
To see him.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was the Marvelettes with You Ain't Livin' Till You Lovin', and that was recorded in 1967. Well, that was a beloved Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell B-side, and it was recorded when the known version was in the can as a Tammy Terrell solo track. Well, the producers of this song, Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson, had not yet broken out as producers, although at the time, they had already cut the soon-to-be-released Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. While the Marvelettes' Wanda Young Rogers was on a roll as the featured lead singer of the Marvelettes with a song called Don't Mess With Bill and You're the One that made the top 40 status on the charts. And she eats this one up. Well, this song would eventually be retooled as a Marvin and Tammy duet, and they had much more success with it. Well, before that, we heard from the Supremes in a Marvin Gaye tune, Can I Get a Witness, recorded in 1966, and we started with Gladys Knight and the Pips, I'm Going to Make You Love Me, from 1971. You found Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour, we're featuring some of your favorite Motown artists singing songs that were hits by others. Well, coming up, a great song by David Ruffin and Bobby Taylor. Just seven numbers can straighten out my life. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Just seven numbers out my life, but my pride won't let me fall. Just seven numbers all can put me through to you, girl. Then I'll know if you're really at home. You haven't been fair to me, playing on my jealousy. You said you've been seeing the summer. I don't know the truth from a lie, but hold.
me call. Just seven numbers, seven small numbers, seven small numbers, oh, seven numbers, that's all.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Every single time you take me out with you,
Well, that was the Supremes, recorded in 1966, and that was In My Lonely Room. Well, many of the tracks on the Supremes album entitled Supremes of Go-Go were cut in Los Angeles specifically for that album. Well, here's an instance where the producers went back to the original track that became a hit for Martha and the Vandellas 2 years earlier, and the Supremes just took the instrumental background and recorded in place of Martha and the Vandellas. Well, that week back in 1964 was productive for Holland, Dozier, and Holland, the writing team for this great song. They had also recorded a song called Love Feels Like Fire for the Four Tops and Marvin Gaye's version of Little Darling, I Need You. Well, it was not the same result for these overdub sessions in 1966 on this song. Supreme's remake stayed in the vault until recently. Well, before that, we heard a song by Martha the Vandellas, Contract on Love, recorded and released in 1963, and we started with the duet of David Ruffin and Bobby Taylor, Just Seven Numbers Can Straighten Out My Life. Of course, that was before area code. I guess today, the song would be in the United States, Just 10 Numbers That Can Straighten Out My Life. And that was recorded in 1970. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and now a Motown Memories favorite artist, Kim Weston, right here on Motown Memories.
A world filled with love is a wonderful delight. Being in love is one is heart's delight. But that look of love isn't on my face. That enchanted feeling has been replaced. As I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things. But happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind, maybe. The fruits of love grow all around, but for me they come tumbling down. Every day heartache grows a little stronger. I can't stand this pain much longer. I walk in shadows, searching.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Everybody needs love.
was the Velvettes with Everyone Needs Love, and that was recorded and released in 1966. Well, the Velvettes, led by singer Colin Gill, streaked into the national charts with a couple of signature hits, Needle in a Haystack, and He Was Really Saying Something. Well, in 1964, both were produced by Norman Whitfield. 2 years later, Whitfield delivered a track seemingly custom-built for Cal in between Smokey Robinson working on a song called Don't Send Me Away for the Temptations. But 2 weeks later, Whitfield dubbed in Motown's newest singing sensation, Gladstein the Pips, and they had a hit with this song. While that version reached number 3 in the rhythm and blues charts a year later, the Pips had their first significant Motown chart hit with that song. Well, before that, we heard from the Isley Brothers in a Jimmy Ruffin tune called What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, recorded in 1967, and we started with Kim Weston, Love Makes Me Do Foolish Things, and that was recorded in 1966. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs from your favorite Motown artists that were hits by others. Well, coming up next half hour, we'll hear some Motown artists singing some Beatles songs. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.